Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. This podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and West Virginia is not done playing basketball for the 2025-2026 season. Postseason action for the Mountaineers. First time since 2023. And no, it's not the one with 68 teams. That's so many teams. 68's a lot of teams. And it's not the one with 32 teams. West Virginia is playing in the most exclusive Division I college basketball postseason tournament. Period. Have you heard of the College Basketball Crown? Well, learn College Basketball Crown, buddy. West Virginia will be playing in a tournament called the College Basketball Crown, exclusively played in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's not 68 teams. It's not 32 teams. 8 teams, only 8 select teams are chosen to play in the crown. I think if you win the tournament, you actually get a crown. Each player, coach, support, administrative, everyone gets a crown, I think. Why would they call it the crown if you don't get a crown? I mean, I can get a crown at Burger King. I didn't say what kind of crown. West Virginia, 1 of 8 select teams chosen. This is an invitational tournament only. There's no automatic bid. Yes, there's conference tie-ins, but West Virginia got the call. And they said, yes, we want to be in the most exclusive postseason basketball tournament in Division I in 2026. And the other 7 teams that have been chosen to play in the College Basketball Crown, all of them have a West Virginia connection. There's 2 other Big 12 teams, Colorado Buffaloes, Baylor Bears. West Virginia beat one of those teams and lost to one of those teams. There's a former Big 12 foe, not in the conference now, was Oklahoma Sooners. First team out of the NCAA tournament. They find a home in the College Basketball Crown. There's a former Big East foe. Rutgers is in the crown. There's a school that has a West Virginia connection because that school had Darren DeVries as a longtime assistant. Creighton Blue Jays are in the crown. And then the other 2 schools are schools, it's not as obvious as a connection to West Virginia, but these 2 schools, they have head coaches that have been in the last couple of years on a WVU coaching search hot board. That's the West Virginia connection. One is Nico Medved, who coaches the Minnesota Golden Gophers out of the Big Ten. And the other is West Virginia's quarterfinal opponent. You start in the quarterfinals because there's only 8 teams. So automatically in the Elite Eight. Amazing. West Virginia will play in the Crown quarterfinal Thursday, April 2nd. So a few weeks from this recording, it's final 4 week, Thursday, FS1. West Virginia plays a regional rival from the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference. West Virginia will play the Stanford Cardinal. And they are coached by a guy who was on the hot board, Kyle Smith, who coached at Washington State before getting the job at Stanford. These teams, according to Ken Pomeroy's computer, very even. Stanford is 58th in Ken Pomeroy's computer. West Virginia, 59th. So that's, you can't get any closer unless you were tied. Stanford won 20 games this season, and they have impressive wins. They've got wins over crown teams like Minnesota and Colorado. They have wins over NCAA tournament teams like UNC, like St. Louis, Louisville, NC State, SMU. Stanford has wins over all those teams. So how are they in the crown? Here's the secret of getting into the college basketball crown tournament. And this is the second season that the crown has existed. And there were 16 teams last season. They said, we need to make it more exclusive. Cut it to 8. How you get into the crown is, yeah, it helps to have a few good wins. You got to have a few bad losses too. That's the secret sauce for the crown. And for Stanford, their rough losses, they lost to Seattle, not the Supersonics, because they don't exist, but there's rumbling. There's rumbling of the Supersonics returning. They lost to UNLV. They lost to Notre Dame, who was bad this year. And they lost to Pittsburgh. They beat Pittsburgh once, but they also lost to Pittsburgh. And that, in 2025-2026, that's a bad loss. And that's, you know, it's exclusive. And to get into the door of the crown, you got to have both. I mean, you have too many good wins, and you end up in the NCAA tournament with 67 other teams. And you have too many bad losses. Not only do you not get into the crown, you don't get to play in a postseason. You got to have both. I'd argue it's actually harder to do both. Have good wins and have bad losses, a few of each. And you go down the crown roster. West Virginia, they beat Kansas and they lost to Utah. Minnesota beat Michigan State and they lost to San Francisco. Colorado beat TCU and they lost to Northern Colorado. Stanford beat Louisville and they lost to Seattle. Creighton beat UConn and they lost to DePaul. Oklahoma beat Vanderbilt and they lost to a bad Mississippi State team. Baylor beat Central Florida and they lost to Memphis. And you look at Rutgers and okay. Rutgers is the flaw to my logic because Rutgers doesn't have any good wins, really. I mean, they have wins over tournament teams if you count Lehigh. And there's another one, but they have the bad losses. They lost to a sub 300 Ken Pom team in their non-conference schedule. But there's always an exception to the rule. So that's the crown. It's happening in a couple of weeks. I don't know how many guys on this WVU college basketball crown roster will be on the next team. Redo. Will be on this team next season. I hope at least one. Does playing in the crown have any effect on guys with eligibility coming back next season? Probably not. Can West Virginia win 3 games in a row? That's been a challenge in the year of our Lord 2026 against good competition. And let's be clear, the crown has good competition. So yes, West Virginia lost their last game, thus I feel good about their first game, but then they got to win again to advance to the final of the crown of the college basketball crown. 3 in a row is tough. But if you give me the choice to watch WVU play basketball in a postseason in a weird made up exclusive postseason tournament, I have that option or just be done with basketball for the 2025-2026 season, I choose the crown. Call me a crown hound. I'm in, and we have to wait for a couple of weeks. The 32-team tournament, that'll get started soon. The NCAA tournament will start tomorrow as I'm recording this with two games on Tuesday in Dayton. You wait a while, and that's part of the exclusivity. Who starts their tournament 2 weeks after the regular season ends? There's only one, and it's the college basketball crown, and that's where West Virginia's at. And given the option of playing versus not playing, even if it's a weird, different tournament, I'm in. I choose yes. Crown me.
Keep your wellness routine going strong all summer. Kachava's new travel packs help you stick to your daily ritual even when you're on the go. Just one packet of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake provides complete nutrition wherever you are, with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. Simplify your daily ritual. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
And we're swimming in brackets. We've got the very tight one page. I mean, all brackets are on one page, but an 18 bracket in the college basketball crown. On the women's side, they don't have a college basketball crown. If they did, West Virginia women, they won too many games to get the invite to the college basketball crown if there was one on the women's side, which there's not. They won 27 games. And the reward for that and winning the Big 12 tournament, they will be a host school for the first and second rounds of the women's NCAA tournament, which is awesome. They got the 4 seed, and they will play the MAC regular season and tournament champion Miami Redhawks. And if you, I don't know anything about the Miami Redhawks. They have a lady who's listed at 5'4". So that's interesting. That caught my eye. So they're small. But they're good at basketball because they won their regular season and conference tournament. If West Virginia wins that game, they'll play the winner of Kentucky and James Madison. And Kentucky, from the SEC, they have impressive wins. They beat Louisville. They beat LSU. They've got multiple wins over other NCAA tournament teams. So that's not a pushover game. They are a 5 seed. They're nationally ranked. If West Virginia somehow wins those two games in the Coliseum, and as of this recording, they paused ticket sales. It's aiming to be a sellout. Home court advantage for the Mountaineers in the Hope Coliseum. If West Virginia gets to the If West Virginia gets to the Sweet 16 for the first time in a long time, the reward is a 1 seed. When you're a 4 seed and you win 2 games, you play a 1 seed. And the 1 seed, they didn't get UConn. So that's a win because UConn hasn't lost this year. And they're kind of a big deal. They get Texas, former Big 12 foe Texas. And they play Texas if Texas advances. And I have a good feeling they will. In Fort Worth, which is in Texas. And Texas won 31 games. They won the SEC tournament. That's tough sledding, but a Sweet 16 would be another high mark for Coach Kellogg's program. And it starts Saturday, Hope Coliseum, first round, Miami Redhawks, Hope Coliseum, 5 p.m., ESPNU. And then there's that bracket that a majority of people pay attention to. Of all of the tournaments, this gets the most attention. The NCAA tournament. And some quick thoughts there. This is Bracket Talk. Shout out to Joe Lunardi. Give him guff for not being the best. He's the most prominent. He's the most visible bracketologist out there. Not the best, but this year he got all 68 teams correct. Seedings off here and there. But it's hard to do better than 68 out of 68. So congrats to Joe Lunardi at ESPN for getting every team right. And it was interesting, 2026, for the bracket matrix. That's what I pay attention to. People like Joe Lunardi that do bracketology. It combines everybody's information to try to get the best result. And there were, Joe Lunardi got all 68 right. There were a lot of bracketologists that got 68 out of 68 teams. 290 brackets in the bracket matrix in 2026. 207 of the 290 got all 68 teams correct. So shout out to the bracketologists that got them all right. And you know what? That's night and day difference from 2025. I don't mean to go back in time and think about what happened last year, but your mind just, it's Selection Sunday. You watch it, and it makes you think of the last time you watched Selection Sunday. It did for me. And in the bracket matrix, do you know how many bracketologists got it right last season in 2025? It wasn't 207. Try one. Only one bracketologist got all 68 teams correct. And then the next year, 207 got it right. And hey, Josh, how did that happen? Why was there a big difference? Why only one in 2025? Well, I'm glad you asked. There was one team in the bracket matrix that 244 bracketologists out of 250, 244 bracketologists had this team projected in the NCAA tournament. And this team was the first team out on Selection Sunday. I don't remember which school that was at the moment, but that school was in over 97% of the projections. It's escaping me which team that was. There was another team last year, 2025, that only 57 bracketologists out of 250 projected to make the NCAA tournament. And that team just happened to be called on Selection Sunday. And that school, their name got called. The head of the selection committee last year just happened to be the athletic director at that school that only 57 out of 250 bracketologists had in the NCAA tournament. My, it's escaping me again. Which school that was? I've got bits and pieces of the information from last year, but that's wild. It's night and day difference from the projections in 2025 and 2026.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
Any mini, what about the 2026 bracket? I don't feel good about what I put together. I have one bracket of integrity that I fill out every year. And don't feel great about this one because it feels like it's chalky. But for my bracket, I like Troy as the upset 13 seed beating Nebraska. Texas Tech, with Anderson having a injury in the Big 12 tournament and JT Toppin out, I have Akron beating them in the 5-12 upset. I've got Florida and Arizona getting beat in the Sweet 16. Florida, because they're the national champions, it's hard to repeat. And Arizona, Tommy Lloyd, great coach. We've seen what Arizona could do this season. Won the Big 12 regular season and the tournament. They're really good at basketball. I have him getting beat. It's I'll believe it when I see it. Tommy Lloyd proved me wrong. And my final four is Houston, the Terminator, Michigan State, Arkansas, and Michigan. So a lot of seasoned coaches and Dusty May, who's been to the Final Four in the past. And I've got Michigan beating Michigan State in the championship game. So that'd be fun. The crown is the most exclusive postseason tournament. I've established that. But the best annual sporting event is the men's NCAA tournament. I mean, that first Thursday and Friday, the first round of the NCAA tournament, it is the best. It is the best. It's even when WVU is not in the bracket, that Thursday and Friday is the best. The whole thing is the best. If I had to pick a portion of the NCAA tournament, it's the first 2 days. From noon until after midnight, it's basketball. And yeah, there's blowouts. And there's more blowouts than what you think. But sometimes there's not. And those are memorable. It's an amazing sporting event. It's my favorite. Participate in the Smoking Musket Bracket Challenge. We've got a men's bracket and a women's bracket. Winner gets a $50 home field apparel gift card. I'll put the link in the show notes. Everybody, good luck with your brackets. What a great time of the year, sports-wise. Good luck with your brackets. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Spotify Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU for the 2025-2026 season. They have 18 wins and they have 14 losses.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.